out.
Even if you think it's insignificant, if you see something, say something.
Sponsored by the Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, the Iowa Department of Public Safety, and the Safeguard Iowa Partnership.
And welcome, everyone. Experience Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Val Ruff is hosting. Hi, Val.
Good morning.
That mic's doing it again.
Is it?
Yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
It was doing that yesterday.
So we got to switch mics?
Yeah. It's where you just keep talking.
Okay.
I almost knocked you.
Okay. Don't knock my teeth out.
I want to do that.
Okay. We're good.
Excuse me. Let me
do a quick check here.
I think we're okay.
All right. Yeah. So, welcome to Experience Marshalltown. Today, our guest is Erin Strong, and she is here representing the Marshalltown Softball Association. So, I want to welcome in Erin. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. So, the Softball Association has been around this community for a long time. I mean, I can think about generations of folks that played back in the day, including Joe Court, who's been in right along with the Softball Association for years and years. But so now you've made a little bit of a change. You're no longer under the Marshalltown Park and Rec umbrella, and you want to share a little bit about how that process worked?
Sure. So in 2015, the Park and Rec director basically had a meeting with a bunch of the softball community, telling us that the city couldn't really handle it anymore. They were basically not able to sustain the costs associated with that. They were having to put a lot of money into it, and we weren't getting, you know, the teams that we used to in the 90s. So it wasn't keeping up with the costs. So the volunteer board at the time basically took over for the city's responsibilities. This is our second full year completely on our own. The city still helps us out with some field maintenance, but we pay for all of that for the city, so there's no cost to the city, and we're keeping up with it, and we're building a little income to put back into the Diamonds. As with our backstop fundraiser, we're going to be replacing those this fall.
Great. So you've been working hard. So you've been doing that since about 2015.
Yeah, that's when the process started. It took us a couple years to kind of get on our feet, going from a volunteer board, just giving telling the city what we'd like to see, to actually running everything.
Sure,
A couple years.
How you're going to collaborate moving forward. And
yep, exactly.
Great.
And all the things that the city does that we didn't really see.
Right. I suppose there's all those little things that you just don't know until you get into all of that. And you also established your own 501c3, so
yes.
You're a nonprofit organization. And So you've kind of just grown from the ground up, and you're working hard. And so now you have an official board of directors. How many board of directors do you have?
We currently have 11 on the board. We just got a couple of new members this year.
Okay.
12 is a full board, so we're always looking for new board members, motivated people who want to help out the softball community. If you're in with other big companies in town, that helps. Getting sponsorships and donations is a big part of keeping us going.
Okay.
That's how we keep up with, maintenance costs and just keeping us afloat, because just in general across the U.S., team sports are going down. So
I think youth sports are going up, but I think as we get older, the adults are dwindling because we're focused more maybe on youth sports.
Exactly.
But, good. I'm glad. I know that you guys have been working hard. And as far as like volunteers to come out and help, if anybody wants to, if they don't want to be on the board, but they want to come out and help during a tournament or scorekeep or anything like that, I'm sure you would welcome that.
Oh, yes, definitely. And the best way to get a hold of us is through our email account, unless you know one of the board members. You can definitely just get a hold of one of us directly, but our email is marshalltownsoftball@gmail.com.
So spell it all out, marshalltownsoftball?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
@gmail.com. Okay. I'll write that down in case somebody decides to call me and say, what was that email?
Yep.
Okay, great. So I don't know if you want to share the name of your board of directors in case someone's listening and they might want to get involved.
Sure. So our who is all on our board is Beth Barnes, Christina Malcolm, Deb Grove, Dustin Peterson, Jake Reynolds, Corey Schoenfelder, Eric Wilson, Travis England, Brady Fuller, Cody Johnson, and myself.
All right. Group of workers. Yes. So it's kind of a working board, right?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
You're going to be out there raking or picking up or scorekeeping.
Last year, we did a bunch of staining. We stained the whole concession stand ourselves to try to cut down on some costs. We got all the stain was donated by Strands, generously donated the stain and the paint for our score boxes. We're
great.
Still working on finishing it up, so if anybody wants to come stain, let us know.
Stain or paint, right?
Stain or paint.
That's okay. Those volunteers, then. That's nice for Strands to step forward and sponsor and able to help you out. Those are the things. That's a great thing about this community is that everybody steps forward, including businesses, to help people make a difference and get these organizations and keep them up and running. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. The Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau invites you to meet in the middle. The MCVB can help you find the perfect venue to create a memorable meeting, whether planning a conference, meeting, wedding, family reunion, military reunion, or simply meeting friends halfway. Marshalltown is the ideal location, offering a convenient place for guests and attendees to travel with ease. Grant funding may also be available for meeting planners. Call the MCVB today at 753-6645 for more information, or go online at marshalltown.org/visit.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, the Righteous Brothers. One night only at the historic Paramount Theater in Cedar Rapids. Saturday, August 25th at 7:30. Come hear the Blue-Eyed Soul, Bill Medley, and Bucky Hurd. All this week, be caller 10 when you hear the medley, Medley. You'll win a pair of tickets to the show. One winner per household.
Who are you voting for in the June 5th primary for Secretary of Agriculture?
Oh, that'll be Mike Nag, of course.
Nag, like egg, right?
Actually, Nag like ag, as in agriculture.
Yes, Mike Nag was appointed by Governor Kim Reynolds, and I hear he's doing a great job as the current Secretary of Agriculture. That's right. Wait, wasn't he Deputy Secretary under Bill Northey, too?
Yeah, that's right. Mike and Bill Northey worked side by side for nearly 5 years, and well, both have been committed to Iowa agriculture. Say, I'm a fourth-generation farmer and continue to be impressed by Mike's dedication to conservation and improving Iowa's water quality and soil health.
Well, seems to me like Mike Nag should stay right where he's at.
Bill Northey enthusiastically endorsed Mike Nag for Secretary of Agriculture, and so am I.
Well, count my vote for Ag, Mike Nag.
Your vote counts. Vote Republican Mike Nag for Secretary of Ag on June 5th.
Paid for by Mike Nag for Iowa Agriculture.
This is Mike Nag, and I am proud to approve this message.
And welcome back, 842. Kyle Martin here with you, along with Val Ruff, hosting the Experience Marshalltown Show. Hi, Val.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. Today, Aaron Strong is with us, and we're talking about the Marshalltown Softball Association. They have kind of branched out. They become their own 501c3, their own nonprofit organization, built a board, looking for volunteers to continue to help them grow that organization. But Aaron's with me today. And Aaron, we're going to talk now in this segment about all the exciting upcoming events. And I think you got something coming up this weekend.
We do. We have the Clincher Classic 16-inch tournament. It's the biggest 16-inch tournament around. We bring in all the best teams from our area in Iowa and from the Chicago area as well. 16-inch is really a localized thing to the upper Midwest, but it's we bring in some really good teams, really good games to come watch.
So how many teams do you have?
We have 25 teams this year, which is up a couple from last year.
That's awesome. And I forget that when you bring in those teams from Chicago, they love to come in and stay in the community, and then they go and get together after games and have a really good time and do a shirt swap and all that crazy stuff.
Yep, and we usually have shirts for purchase also at the tournament.
Great. So give us a little details about your upcoming tournament.
So this year, unlike most years, we are not having a gate fee. So anyone from the public is welcome to come watch some games, have some food. We are The reason we are not having gate is because we are having a free will donation lunch provided by JBS and Hy-Vee. JBS is going to bring their 30-foot grill into our complex and grill some bratwurst and have pulled pork sandwiches, and then Hy-Vee will be providing potato chips. And all the proceeds are going to go to replacing our backstops. So our backstops were put in the 1970s with the rest of the fencing, and that was when we built the complex originally. So they're in need of repair. They were damaged by that windstorm in 2011.
Okay.
And every time we've tried to repair them, they just haven't.
Yeah. So do you have kind of a ballpark figure of the amount of money you're trying to raise?
They're going to run us, I believe it was $18,000 to $20,000 to replace all three of them. It's quite involved to
wow.
try to connect them all back to the existing fencing.
Right. That's so quite an expense.
Yes.
Okay. And well, good luck.
For a volunteer board.
That's a lot of money to try to raise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're listening, and let's just say maybe you were in the Hall of Fame back in the day. I know that Marshalltown in the past has hosted, nationals and brought in a lot of big teams and big names. And so if you want to help out, come out and at least have lunch, throw in a $20 bill and have some lunch and help out that softball association with that fundraiser to pay for those backstops. I had no idea that was that expensive.
Yeah, we didn't either.
Wow. Anything else about this weekend's tournament? So it starts on?
On Friday, June 1st,
okay.
At 6 p.m. All the games are scheduled to go to 9 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. So we'll be playing from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. all day Saturday. And then we'll have games starting at 9 a.m. on Sunday as well, and going till about 4:30.
Now, are you running a round robin or a double elimination, or what are you running?
Double elimination
okay.
tournament.
So okay.
there'll be quite a few games with 25 teams. The
yeah.
fields will all be filled pretty much every day.
Good. That brings lots of people to town, so we appreciate it. I know this is a lot of hard work, and I know the hotels are probably filling up, if not full, because there's other things that are going on. So, people always say, can we really fill all those hotels? And I'm like, yeah, we really can. When we start, we get busy in sports with adult sports, youth sports, anything else, things going on at the Central Iowa Fairgrounds. We're just busy things going on. And sometimes you live here and you drive around and do the things that you normally do, and you don't even realize that all these folks are in the community. So
sure.
We want to welcome them and make sure that we show our best hospitality for those folks. So that's taking place this weekend, which is already June 1st.
Yes.
Where did May go, right?
Yes, I know.
Anything else about the tournament that you'd like to share with the listeners? Or are you having trophies, or what are you going to do for like your top three teams?
So the top three teams actually get money back.
Oh, okay.
For travel expenses for the team. So
that's nice.
They've got some money in it. So that makes it a pretty competitive tournament.
Right. And so everything really is on site that they're going to need. You're grilling out, and I know there's a concession stand.
Yes, and the concession stand, actually, 22% of the proceeds from the concession stand come back to the Marshalltown Softball Association.
Oh, that's nice.
And back into the facilities. If anybody's been out there, you know that our parking lot is in need of repair as well, so that's going to be our next huge, huge expense
okay.
To try to work towards.
Yeah. So get those backstops and you work. It's just one thing at a time,
it
right?
Is, yep.
You just plug away.
Yep.
Well, that's good. So this weekend, as Aaron said, is the 2018 Clincher Classic 16-inch softball. And for any of those that are listening and experience that 16-inch softball, what was really cool is if you play in Chicago, a lot of them don't play with a glove with
right.
that big ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of a lost art.
Yes.
Which is really, it's really fun to watch, though. So if you haven't been out to the Ball Diamonds, get out there this weekend. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with our final segment of Experience Marshalltown. Hey. Meet in the middle. Summertime is a great time in Marshalltown. Hi, this is Val Ruff from the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, inviting you to enjoy the festivals, restaurants, the arts, youth sports, our bike trails, and more.
June 14 to 17, see the splendor of State Center's Rose Festival. Then July 11 to 14, it's the Central Iowa Fair in Marshalltown, featuring a concert by country music's Jason Pritchett.
Visit Marshalltown.org to find out more. Central location, great accommodations, meet friends and family, meet in the middle, meet in Marshalltown.
We've all heard of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you would like to be treated. But have you heard of the Platinum Rule? The Platinum Rule is to treat others the way they want to be treated. At Members First Community Credit Union, that's me first banking. Whether you prefer banking from your mobile phone or in person at one of 7 branch locations, Members First lets you bank your way. Discover me first banking with Members First. Call, stop in, or visit membersfirst.com. That's members, the number one, ST.com.
In Iowa, we are proud of our state, our fields, and our farmers. I'm Craig Floss, talking about what to expect when it comes to exports. An ability to sell to foreign markets will affect the future of American agriculture, because 95% of the population lives outside the U.S. Internationally, Iowa Corn has boots on the ground building partnerships, improving lives, and engaging in trade to meet this demand. Corn, it's everything. Iowa Corn works to promote and protect global trade for your corn in all forms. Learn more at iowacorn.org.
Every month, after paying bills, I would wonder if I'd have enough money left for groceries. Sometimes I did, but sometimes I didn't. Then I learned about 211. It's the number seniors can call for help finding healthy food. With their help, I found a food pantry, meal site, and other healthy options near me. Now I don't have to wonder if I can afford groceries. If you need healthy food, dial 211 and let them help you.
Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Health.
Welcome back. It's the final segment with Val Ruff of Experience Marshalltown.
Thank you, Kyle. If you're just tuning in, our featured guest today is Aaron Strong, and Aaron is here representing the Marshalltown Softball Association. They've kind of gone out on their own, established their own 501c3. They're their own organization, have a strong set of board of directors, working in the community to continue to upgrade the softball complex on 6th Street, which Aaron, I think you mentioned earlier, was built in 1970. So you're trying,
in the 70s, yeah.
So you're trying to do some upgrade to the backstops and things like that. Got an upcoming tournament. So during the break, we were talking about. So what else do you have kind of going on this summer that we should share with the listeners? And I'll let you take it away and talk about what's coming up.
Okay, so our next league. That's coming up here. Registration is due tomorrow, actually, is summer kickball. So summer adult kickball kind of brings you back to your grade school days, kind of light, fun, just everybody's out there to have fun playing kickball. So that registration, and that is co-ed kickball.
Co-ed, so, okay.
Yep, so you need girls and guys.
Is there a certain number? How many per team?
To field a team, you can have 11 people on the field. So,
okay.
We like to have 5 women and 6 guys at minimum on the team. So.
Okay. Excuse me. So registration is tomorrow, like
yes.
You said.
And it's really a very cost-effective league. It's only $75 for a 6-game season.
Six games.
So, and it goes from the middle of June through July for 6 weeks on Monday nights. So we play softball Tuesday through Friday, so we were looking for something to fill in on Monday nights, and kickball sounded like a fun option.
Oh, my gosh. That does sound like a lot of fun. So if you're looking for something fun that might not be as extraneous as, you know, on the body as softball,
right.
You know, everybody can pretty much kick a ball or...
Yep.
So what's the age? Do you have to be, is it 18 or?
Yeah, we like to have graduating seniors.
Okay.
So if you're graduated this year, you can sure play. So we welcome those fresh out of high school teams.
Sure.
Kind of mix up all the people who
Yeah, so if you're not into softball and you're into kickball, how fun would that be?
Yep.
Okay, so that takes place this summer, and registration, like you said, is Friday. So what else do you got coming up? So I know through the summer, like you said, you've got kickball, and you've got tournaments going on, and of course, softball. And do you play both 16 and How do you deal with women? 16?
For women's is actually 11-inch
okay.
Ball. So in the, so we have women's 11-inch, men's 14-inch, men's 16-inch, and then we have co-ed where you play with a 14-inch and 11-inch.
Okay.
So you're switching back and forth.
Okay. So that's kind of been the same for a while. So that is lots of good stuff going on. And then so tell me a little bit about what's going to be going on this fall if people are thinking ahead.
Yep. So we this fall, the games start the first week of September. We've got co-ed softball and co-ed kickball leagues as well. So those are played on Tuesday and Thursday nights, I believe. So if you're thinking ahead, just want to have a short season, there are only 6-game seasons as
okay.
well. So a little bit shorter, less of a commitment for people who just want to go out and have fun.
We have a group of friends, and we would get together during the holidays and played wiffle ball. And we play work up, but wiffle ball would be even something fun to kind of think about. But kickball made me think about wiffle ball and, you know, some of those fun things that we did as kids, right? Okay, so Erin, thank you for coming in, sharing information about the Marshalltown Softball Association. Do you want to go ahead and share that email again if folks want to reach out to you for any information? Or I know they could probably just stop out at the softball complex too.
All of our board members are out there pretty much every night.
Yeah, so do you want to share that email again real quick with our listeners?
Our email is marshalltownsoftball@gmail.com.
Okay.
So spell it all the way out, Marshalltown softball.
Okay. And anything else that you want to share with the listeners before we wrap up? And I'm going to give a quick update on what's going on in the community this weekend.
Sure. One other event we've got coming up is Blessing of the Bikes. That's going to be held at our complex on June 9th. So they'll have lots of vendors and music for all those motorcyclists.
Yeah, that's a great, that's a great event. It's an opportunity to get, if you're a motorcycle rider and you want to get your bike blessed for the season, come on out. I know Fred and Jackie work really hard with their volunteers, and that's going to be held at the softball complex again this year. So mark your calendar for June 9th and come out and get your bike blessed and take in. I know she's got lots of vendors and live music and food and so forth. So I want to give a quick update here on some things that are going on. We got a busy calendar for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Of course, it's free fishing weekend, so Friday through Sunday, Iowa residents can go out and you don't have to have a license, but you can go out and fish in any of the lakes, ponds around the state of Iowa. Good Lord, I got a frog.
It's okay. I'll hum a little bit, maybe a show tune or two while you clear
goodness
your throat.
Sakes.
You okay?
Okay, yeah. I
all
need
right.
a little drink there. Sorry.
That's
excuse
right.
me. Also on Friday and Saturday as a 5-year anniversary open house for Midwest Framing Gallery. I know Kyle and Beth are kind of silly on the phone.
We were a little
on
silly.
On the radio.
Yeah, we had fun.
Yeah, you do. And then also on Friday, June 1st, is live at the brewery, and our local band, Monkey Finger, will be playing on the deck, and that's always fun to go to the Iowa River Brewery and grab some friends and sit on the deck and listen to live music, or you can go down to the softball complex and watch a little baseball or softball and take your friends there. Also, Friday night are the Marshalltown Speedway or the stock car races. Then we move into Saturday, and we've got, of course, the free fishing weekend. We want to welcome in the Marshalltown Little League. They're here for tournaments. We got, you know, families coming in for the Little League, families and players coming in also for the Marshalltown softball 16-inch clincher classic. And then Saturday also we got the farmers market in downtown Marshalltown at the Cartwright Pavilion. This Saturday also from 8 to 9 is Yoga in the Park, and that takes place at 13th Street right there on the little grassy area next to Echo. And so if you want to take that in, you can. There's also Saturday, June 2nd. I think Chief Tupper was on this morning and talked a little bit about Arresting Hunger Food Drive. That's going to take place if you want to help out with the emergency food box and helping them. Also Saturday, June 2nd, Chuck Long, the University of Iowa football quarterback, has a book signing and presentation at the library at 2 o'clock. And then Sunday, we've got the Relics Midwest Blowout from 11 to 3 and the Farm and Flea Market at Messy Missy's. Any of this information, like I said, lots of stuff going on. You can get on our website at marshalltown.org and click on the events tab and find out more detail or where that information is located. Thank you for listening to Experience Marshalltown.